Rhode Island Democrats push semi-automatic rifle, shotgun, pistol ban. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 18, 2025. Rhode Island Democrats are pushing an assault weapons ban that would ban many rifles, shotguns, and pistols in the state. Rhode Island Current noted the ban, S0359, targets military-style firearms and semi-automatics with cosmetic features such as pistol grips, folding stocks, or threaded barrels. State Senator Gordon Rogers, R., blasted the proposed ban, saying, "Same gun, same round, same ammunition, but when you put a grip on it forward as an accessory, it becomes an assault weapon. Does that make it any more dangerous? No. Do we go around banning cars that have chrome rims and spoilers on because they look dangerous? No, we don't." While most assault weapons bans pushed around the country largely focus on firearms with detachable magazines, the text of S0359 makes clear that semi-automatic firearms with fixed magazines are in S0359's crosshairs as well. For example, S0359 would ban semi-automatic rifles with fixed magazines holding more than 10 rounds and semi-automatic shotguns with fixed magazines holding more than 6 rounds. The ban is sponsored by State Sen. Ludi Palma, D., who admits an assault weapons ban will not accomplish everything gun control advocates want. However, he views the ban as a step legislators can take to increase safety. The National Shooting Sports Foundation's Jake McGuigan spoke to Rhode Island legislators during a hearing Wednesday, suggesting a ban based on cosmetic feature targets firearms used least in homicides. If we look over the past 13 years, 0.6%, that's 0.6%, not even 1%, of all homicides in Rhode Island are attributed to rifles that will be banned by this bill. Why do we need a common sense approach to address 0.6%? That's not a problem, that's a rounding error. There is some opposition to the ban among Democrats. WPRI quoted one opposing Democrat, State Senator Todd Pottolano, explaining that the ban does absolutely nothing to lessen crime. William Worthy, who owns Big Bear Hunting and Fishing, spoke against the ban, saying, "This type of a bill that would probably eliminate 60% of the firearms that are common here in Rhode Island. We're all hunting, and we were all sportsmen, and we enjoy going to the ranges and having a great time. A lot of those firearms would be made illegal." A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio, a member of Gun Owners of America, a Pulsar Night Vision Pro staffer, and the director of global marketing for Lone Star Hunts. He was a visiting fellow at the Russell Kirk Center for Cultural Renewal in 2010 and has a PhD in military history. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly, @her_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.